Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to thank everyone for tuning in once again tonight to 99.5 FM, The Word. I just want to tell you it's such a pleasure, and I'm excited. It's the weekend, and to me, the weekend has taken on a whole different new meaning, because before it was the weekend when we could just sit around and lounge around and recharge for the week. But to me, I get excited for the weekend because that means just closer to Sunday, closer to God's day, and on Saturday, we get to do a video visit with our Ohana to those that are incarcerated in Arizona. That's going to be up at First Assembly of God Red Hill tomorrow. Brother Angel and his lovely bride, Sister Lorna, taking care of that. Going to drop by, visit with the families, give them the praise report from our recent trip to Saguaro, and share the love of Jesus with them. Hallelujah. But, you know, the weekend's just an opportunity. Gives you more time to get into the Word, to get into the message, share the gospel of good news with all those around you, and to strategize for the weeks ahead. Because, you know, it's coming up to the end of 2013, and I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited for 2014 because I've seen what God has done this year, and I can hardly wait to see what he's going to do next year. Hallelujah. Want to welcome each and every one of you to Free Inside Ministry. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Whether you're on this side of the fence or on that side of the fence, you know what? You don't have to be locked up to be locked out. We always say that when we do our ministry with our brethren who are behind the side of the fence, and they might be sitting on the edge of their bed right now. They might be looking up at that window, looking up at that star above them, and just wondering, what if? What if? Well, I'm going to tell you, the what if is, it's true. God still reigns. God is in control. God has you in the palm of his hand. And as we say in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." Want to give a shout out to all of our faithful listeners, the Reyes family, Gabe and Charity. Just nice to have you guys listening this evening. Even to those of us listening in the Kaneohe area, I want to give a shout out to the Darego Ohana. Thank you so much for listening in. And all those that faithfully listen to us over the World Wide Web, as we are live right now on the World Wide Web for 99.5theword.com. But we do have a website. And that website is www.freeinsideministry.org. We also have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we also have, for those of you surfing the wave of social media, we have a Facebook page, and that is Free Inside Media, Free Inside Ministry. Just want to bless everyone with a praise report. We're in 23 countries. Right now, still at 19 languages, averaging about 30,000 plus hits a week. Praise the Lord Jesus. And over 2,800 fans. It's not about anything we do, but it's about everything God does through us. We give God all the glory because he promises to give us the joy. Hallelujah. You know, it's been just a wonderful week. You know, I repeated a few programs because of the power of the message that was there. In fact, we had Sister Linda and Sister Marianne. I repeated them because I had a lot of calls that came into my cell phone and requesting to hear that once again. And then last night, you were able to hear a message that the Lord had put upon my heart about being unified in unity, and division is of the devil, and we've just got to concentrate on being kingdom builders. Hallelujah. But tonight, we are so blessed. You know, very often we have guests that come into the studio and to record with us. And, you know, there's sometimes when those people, there's just a few special ones, you know, that stick out of the bowl of cereal. When you're eating your Fruit Loops, there's one or two marshmallows that just stand out real nice. And I'm not saying anything about my endearing guest here this evening, but all the way, he's traveled a long way to be here today. And I want you to give him a round, warm round of applause for bringing in Bishop Barry Naone, all the way from Door of Faith, Nanakuli, and Hale Akala Avenue. Bishop, wonderful to have you on the program tonight.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for having me again this evening.
Well, it's not every day. You know, I'm sorry about the comparison about the Fruit Loops and the marshmallow, but it's all God. I agree with you. I haven't had cereal a long time, but the Lord just put Fruit Loops, and maybe we just loopy or two fruits. I don't know what we're doing, but anyway, it was like Fruit Loops. It could have been Captain Crunch, the Sugar Rush, you know. But, you know, we've I'm going to let Pastor Barry run with the show today because the Lord's put a message upon his heart. Now, for all of the believers and for the non-believers, you know, this week has been a historical week in the state of Hawaii. As you all know, or you may not know, we have become the 15th state to legalize marriage for the gay community. And although that's not what we believe in our faith, we have to respect the laws of the land and the authority that the Lord has placed over us. But I believe that what this week has brought about, or the last 12 days, is a sense of unity in the body of Christ. Now, once again, this is Free Inside Ministry, and, you know, it's a prison ministry for First Assembly of God Red Hill. And, you know, we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we just come out of compassion, and we come to love on everyone, you know, but it's just, there's a lot of changes this week. And a lot of people got excited, but, you know, I'm going to let Bishop Barry just expound on that, because the Lord had moved on him that things are changing.
Amen, Pastor. You know, it's time for a change. You know, with the passing of the law, a lot of people have become downhearted and saddened, but we've got to remember that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. And it is time for a change. I'm reminded of the parable in Acts where the disciples are walking towards the temple, and there's a lame man sitting on the side, and he says, he's asking them for something. They turn around and tell him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." What they did have was not what this person was expecting, but they gave him anyway. And when he rised up and he walked off, he left $1 million richer in my books. And you know, Pastor, that's what we've got to do, is we've got to strengthen the body. The body must be the body. And, you know, as we were out at the Capitol last week and the weeks prior, what I saw was the body becoming the body. I had a conversation with a Mormon builder, bishop, an elder. I've talked with some people from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Mm-hmm. And I shared with them this one thing. I says, now we know what commonly unites us as the body. We're here for one purpose, one voice. We're here to stand traditional marriage.
Amen. You know, and although we have the law of the land, we do answer to God's law. And when there's a decision to be made, as Pastor Wayne Cordero from New Hope says, we're going to answer to God's law. Because, my brothers and sisters, you know, I think this past week what happened, and I shared that, is we have become so focused on those that have supported the legislation that is now law, that we focused more on their activity than their true identity. And the true identity of everyone is we are all sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
He didn't come down just for the perfect people to save. He came to save the world. And he came not to judge the world, but to love the world. You know, and so in a lot of people, I could see their passion consuming them. I could see their emotion consuming them. But the bottom line is Jesus loved each and every one of us. Amen. And I believe that we need to love each and every one of our brothers and sisters. And it's only through love that they will have a change of heart. Because the more you attack someone, the more you condemn someone, the more you just grind them right in front of their face, the less they're going to listen to you. You know, and what we've got to remember is that we were here to bring all to Jesus. Amen. And to take the word of the gospel. And it's going to be their decision. It's going to be their heart. But it's not a thing of judgment or condemnation, because that's of us. That's not of God. You know, but I think we forget that sometimes in the excitement. But for our believers out there, it's like, stand strong, stand fast, onipa'a. Because this is where we draw the line in the sand. We still believe what we believe, and we still do what we do, but we do it in love. Amen?
Amen. That's what we are. You know, John says, if the Son therefore makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And when you change from the inside out. And it's not a matter of hating them or anything. We love them. I love them. I love them with all my heart. But we must still speak the truth in love and reaching one at a time with God's love and God's word. As it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And I'm a part of the world, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. As we all are. You know, I think a lot of people, when they read certain parts in the Bible, they want to remember or adhere to only what they want. But, you know, that's why I love the Jesus book, you know, because it wasn't only verse 16 in the third chapter of John, Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the fourth book in the New Testament, but also verse 17. But we're going to go, I'll bring it with the Jesus book. God would get so plenty love and aloha for the people inside the world that he would send me, his one and only boy, so that everybody that trusts me no get cut off from God, but get the real kind life that stay to the max forever. And in verse 17, you know, God never send me, his boy, inside the world for punish all the people. He would send me for take the people out of the bad kind stuff they doing. And in verse 18, whoever stay trust me, God no gonna punish them. But whoever no trust me, guarantees God gonna punish them, because they never trust me, God's only boy. Hallelujah. You see, a lot of times you got to remember that he came to save the world, not to condemn the world. But if they refuse him, then they'll have to deal with God himself. Amen?
Amen.
You know, and the thing about bringing the body of Christ together, it's like, and this is what I was sharing the other week, is that, you know, there's a lot of ministries out there. You know, Free Inside Ministry is a prison ministry that provides about 45 services a month on the island of Oahu in every adult facility. And in fact, segue right into, want to give a shout out to our brothers up there in Waiava. You've been faithful with Brother Angel and Brother Angel and Brother Bob, and then FDC. I know you guys are wondering where we're at, but it's kind of hard for me to put shoes on. I can't bend my knee, and I need to have covered shoes to get in there, so I'm kind of lame on down, but know that I'm praying for you. Pray for my healing so that I can get back there as soon as I can with you brothers. OCCC, you're going to be there tomorrow afternoon with our team in Module 17. Shout out to Module 17 and 18. Thank you for your faithfulness. We're going to go visit Module 8 also, and then come back for Annex 1 in the evening. Have the live visitation. We call it the live connection at Red Hill tomorrow morning. You arrange that with the state so you can have a video visit with your loved ones in Arizona. And nonetheless, we still are out at WCCC with our sisters over there. Bless you guys. Sorry we couldn't make it last night. The team is everywhere. Lynn is in Aruba. Linda is in. Linda went to the Big Island to help her sister. And Pastor Scott was tied up. And I'm in rehab, trying to rehab my knee so I can get hobbling around. You know, I feel like a two-wheeled bicycle with only 1.5 wheels working. So the bump ride is a little bit bumpy right now. But in the name of Jesus, we're going to get back. And we're starting to plan for next year already. You know, I just want to give a big mahalos to all of those that supported Free Inside to get up to Saguaro, Arizona for our recent trip. You know, miracles, signs, and wonders right in front of our eyes. So blessed. But it takes a lot. You know, it takes the three P's of ministry, which I call is prayer. We thank you so much for your prayers, each and every one of you. I thank you so much for the second P, which is participation, for those of you that were able to be there to help us by attending the concert. And the last one is the financial. Yes, that's once again, I'm coming back with financial, not financial, because as you know, my wife is Filipino and from Waipahu, so I can say financial. And at least I didn't say das de one, but no, financial. And I go to Julie Z's. I have my chicken and papaya soup, so let's leave it right there. But the financial support was overwhelming. The Lord provided the resources that we needed. And we're planning another trip as soon as April, if not sooner, with the Delta team. In April, we'll go up with Capenna. We're going to have a beautiful concert up there. And we're just trying to solidify everything. And I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Dave Barr. I think Chaplain Tammy from WCCC. And I believe Roy, Pastor Roy from Agape Christian Church or Fellowship, is going to be headed up to Saguaro this coming week. They're going to bless the men up there. Hallelujah. And I want to give a big mahalo to Pastor Sam Kapu and his lovely bride for visiting the men recently when they were up in Arizona visiting family. They were able to go in on a Friday. Had a really awesome time. Got a lot of good praise reports. And you know what, guys? It's for those of you that have a heart for those that are incarcerated, those that are locked up. I mean, anytime you get somebody from the 808, 3,200 miles away from home, but they come to visit you and share the aloha, you got to appreciate that, you know, and that's why we continue to invest in the kingdom and to build the kingdom by continuing to go back to Saguaro, Arizona. But I'm going to let Pastor Barry share his heart, or Bishop Barry share his heart too right now.
Amen, Pastor. You know, it was a great time we had up in Saguaro, Arizona. To be there witnessing this one brother, his name was Petrus, being baptized with the Holy Spirit right in front of my
eyes. Wait, baptized
in
the Holy Spirit? You saw that, man? Was that, I've heard of that.
It was right in front of me. He walked into the pool We're getting ready. He's speaking in tongues. And right before we're getting ready to submerge him, he's just going off in what I would say is La La Land, but he was going off in God's land. Speaking his God's language.
What was the reaction of the other men as they encircled the tub, as we asked them to come down and to stand around the tub and to pray for the brothers that were being baptized? Do you remember any reactions when you saw that going on at that time?
I saw some of them weeping. I saw some of them looking. I saw some of them just thanking God for what he was doing right then and there.
See, a lot of times we don't know what's happening, but I got to tell you, it's God is happening.
Amen.
You know, when the Holy Spirit is there, when it's so thick, you can just have to say, excuse me, Jesus, I need to stand here. And you just feel that overwhelming glow around you, and you just begin to weep in the presence of God himself. Amen. You know, there's been times where I've just felt the presence of the Lord, and I begin weeping, because when I come face to face with God, I'm just going to be weeping, because I'm not worthy of the mercy and the grace that gives me breath every day to walk on this earth and in this life. And, you know, we may have struggles, we may have challenges, but like I always tell my bride, I don't hear the lions grumbling, nobody chasing me with a sword to cut me in half. I haven't bled for my passion. This is a good day. Hallelujah. But going to Arizona, it gives you an opportunity to share with our brothers that are there. These are men that are hardened criminals that have been sentenced to crime, and they're doing their time. But when you can take the gospel of the good news and share how much Jesus loves them, that Jesus loves them right where they're at, but he doesn't want to leave them where they're at.
Amen.
You know, it's when they can grasp onto that, they can get a meaning for their life. They can have change come into their life. See, they make a choice to take a chance to try and change their life. And that's the beginning of the entire process. It has to come from inside. As Bishop Barry was saying, God works on us from the inside out, because it starts everything with your heart. But the devil, he likes to work on the outside in. That's why you hear stuff like, oh, if it feels good, do it. It doesn't hurt nobody. We can do them. Nobody watching, we can do them. But you see, inside, where your intrinsic value and moral system is, we all know what's right and we all know what's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, recently in the reading and the vote in the Senate, there was a state senator, a female state senator, Senator Suzanne Chan Oakland, or Oakland Chan, whatever. She was saying she was in support of the bill through a veil of tears. Now, were those tears of joy? No, I think she was being convicted by the Holy Spirit. Although she was saying yes, her inner soul, her being was saying, oh, no, no, no. But she still voted in support. We're going to continue to pray for her and all her colleagues that did so. But, you know, you can see the Holy Spirit working, and there's a shaking going on. You know, despite the natural disasters, you know, we've just had one of the most horrific typhoons in the history of the Philippines, and there's earthquakes all around the Pacific Rim. You've got to believe that Father God is getting things ready to happen. He's starting to shake things.
Amen.
He's starting to shift things. He's starting to sift people. I didn't say shift people, but sift people, so that what's coming to the top is going to be nothing but the best. Amen?
Amen.
And so, Pastor Barry, why don't you share about some of the changes you see in the prison since you've been doing the prison ministry?
Some of the changes I've seen from the first time I went. You know, Pastor, this time around, when you talk about favor, favor, you know, favor of the Lord was upon the hands of the ministry and everyone that was there. I mean, to be able to go into places where no one has ever gone.
Hallelujah.
And that was favor. But the changes I saw was when we visited those men from who were previously in Red Rock.
Yep.
They're now in Saguaro.
Yes.
Their faces lit up as we told them we'd come back to look for
that
them.
Was it. That was in May. We said we'll be back and
we'll
find
back.
You.
And you know, many times I think a lot of people have let them down. They said, we'll come back, you know, we'll look for you. But when they saw us walking through
smiles.
The doors, their face had
lit
up just like taking a kid to the candy store.
It's like Christmas time. Yeah, it was Christmas time. You know, what I appreciate about that is the warden had escorted us that day through
Amen.
All the modules in the entire facility. Thank you so much, Warden Thomas. I know you're a busy man and you have many other things to do, but you're investing in the kingdom that day and accompanying us. But he allowed us the opportunity on a return trip to bring one of our baptism tubs into their module, so they too, those
Amen.
Men that used to be in Red Rock that are now in Saguaro, but they're in segregation. They just live there. They're not in general population. They will also have the opportunity to take part in the baptism service as an outward expression of their inward commitment right there amongst all of their fellow inmates right there in their module. But it's going to be, to me, I think it's going to be real personal. I think it's going to be real touching because you're not outside in the yard.
Yes.
You're just inside the module where you live, you eat, you do everything there, sleep there. but it's going to have a special meaning, because I think the Holy Spirit's going to come down and he's going to anoint that module for that time, and his presence will forever be there.
Amen.
And the other thing that was exciting when we were in Saguaro is the opportunity we had to go through all of the modules, and I called ourselves a strolling minestrones. It's amazing what the Lord can do with one guitar. But Brother Robert Helsham, our praise and worship leader, would lead us in our team of 12. And we just go sing, about two, maybe three songs and give them a short message. Maybe you can explain some of our experiences that you had an opportunity, Bishop Barry, to share with a few of the modules. And maybe you can tell the reaction that we had from the brothers that were there.
Well, some of the modules we went in, you know, they were first apprehensive towards us. They looked at us, stayed far back. But, Pastor, before we left, within the 10 minutes we were allotted in these modules, they were lifting their hands. They were giving praises to God as we sang, Yahweh, Yahweh. We called upon God to reign in these modules, in the prison. And you know what? I think there's a new sheriff in town there.
Yeah, in fact, Pastor Louis Garcia, who is the administrative coordinator for the Faith Pod at Saguaro facility, said, you know, there's a new sheriff in town. So I was getting worried. I said, oh, no, they changed the warden. What do we have to do now? I said, oh, what's his name? He goes, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, you know. And they still have their daily Bible studies. You know, we have a lot of brothers praying up there. And, you know, I just want to tell everybody who's listening, you know, God is doing a mighty thing in Saguaro. I've seen men change right before my eyes. But, you know, it's not so much the change on the outside. It's a change in their heart. Because, you know, sometimes the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart, you know, and it's what's going on inside their heart, you know, and it's just the forgiveness. They need to forgive themselves and they need to move forward, you know, and it's just maybe you can share, Bishop Barry, when we had the woman pray over the man. That was a powerful, powerful session.
That was a very powerful experience. You know, as Pastor Scott gave the call for all the men to come down and the women will pray for them. You know, if they ever had hurt their mothers, their wives, you know, go ahead and ask them for forgiveness. But man, did I see these men weeping. Not only weeping, I also saw them laid out on the floor, on the ground, in that complex where we were at. The warden just walking, gave us a nod, smiling. That was very, very touching and anointing, and I've never saw anything as such before.
Well, you know, a lot of times is, you know, we tend to see things in our perspective, but we don't have the perspective that our Lord and Savior does. Amen?
Amen.
And we just get a glimpse every now and then of the wonderful things that he's doing and the way he's touching and changing lives. But, you know, so we go in there and, you know, we're gone because, you know, we have to come back home to work and do whatever else we have. But you see, what someone was explaining to me is in forgiveness, the difference between forgiveness and mercy is we can all forgive. I mean, it's hard enough as it sounds, we do forgive. But you see, mercy is when you forgive as if it was never done. You see, no matter how hard we try to give mercy, it's really difficult because even though we forgive them, there's still that remnant that's stuck in our brain. So when the chips get down or we start swinging for the fences, we're going to pull out that resento arrow because we're going to remember. But you see, mercy is forgiving as if it never even happened. So you just cancel it totally out of your brain. Yeah. Amen. You got to remember when Jesus was on the cross, he said, forgive them for they know not what they do as they were crucifying him. To me, that's the ultimate example of mercy, because what happens is, you know, a lot of times we just can't perceive things, but, you know, it's in the book of Isaiah where it says, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I'm about to do something new. So, see, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I'm going to make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals on the fields will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. You know, going to Arizona in Saguaro, that's exactly what we did. We brought in the living waters of Jesus Christ. We went into the wasteland. We went into the desert so that the chosen people can be refreshed. And the chosen ones were the ones that chose to follow Jesus. But you see, I love how this opens up. Forget all that. Not already. Forget it. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. I'm about to do something new. You know, I just want to let everybody know that moving forward into 2014, you've got to feel the energy. You've got to feel the power of the Holy Spirit. You've got to feel the moving and the machinations of what's going on in the heavenlies. I believe that God, just as in the book of Isaiah in chapter 43, He's saying that He's about to do something new. Don't you see it? Well, you've got to be in tune with the man upstairs. Amen. You've got to be in alignment for your assignment. God ain't going to bless no mess. So my brothers and sisters, for those of you that are looking for change, for those of you that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, for those of you that want to make the U-turn, God does allow U-turns. Amen. And if you want to do that, you've got to prepare yourselves for the change that is coming in 2014. Maybe it's the fact that you're going to be paroled. Maybe it's the fact that you're going to get a reduction in your sentence. Maybe it's the fact that you're going to finally max out and get outside. Well, that's a big change in my book. In my definition, that's a huge change. But you need to prepare yourself because, like the Lord says, it's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. I'm about to do something new. You're going to go down the path that you've never been before. And if you're not in alignment with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have pitfalls, and you're going to have mistakes take place that if you were in alignment for your assignment, you would be going straight instead of turning left. Hallelujah. Pastor Barry, why don't you share? We've got a minute and a half to go.
Well, you know, Pastor, change can never take place if we aren't willing to let go and let God have Hallelujah. His way. And we've got to move from fear to faith. You remember that topic
That's
you
right.
preached at our youth,
faith,
rally?
Yeah, youth rally?
Moving from fear to faith, trusting in the Almighty God who has our very lives in His hands. But here's the kicker. He loves us for life. And here's life. Love in spite of failed expectations.
Oh, say that again. That's a good one.
Love in spite failed expectations.
I think everybody listening tonight has had some point in their life where they've had a failed expectation, where you feel you haven't hit the mark, you haven't risen to the bar, you've fallen a few steps short, but you know what? Jesus is there with open arms, just like He was when Peter sank in the water. He didn't look at him and say, good for you. He had an outstretched hand waiting to pick him up once again. See, we never see the back of God, but He sees our back every day. Many times a day we turn our back on Him, but He has yet to turn His back on us.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Barry, any closing remarks as we're going to wrap this wonderful show up this evening?
God loves you right where you're at.
Hallelujah.
He loves you more than you would ever know. And, you know, if God could use someone like me, a donkey like me.
Hallelujah.
God can use you no matter where you're at. So if someone ever told you you're unloved, I'm here to tell you that God loves you, and so do I.
Hallelujah. We want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, it's a wonderful thing when you know that no matter what happens, your Heavenly Father loves you, He adores you. You're made in the likeness of His image. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. We have to know that, believe that, and receive that. Have a wonderful evening. Remember, you're too blessed to be stressed. We'll see you on Monday.
God bless you.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.